Hey guys, today's episode 17. Nini and I are going to be talking about
anything and everything COVID related and how we think it's all bullshit.
Yeah, right? We talked about it enough in our own episodes when we have guests on and stuff and how it's affected them. So we just wanted to dive into a little bit how it's affected us.
Yes, exactly. And how we feel about all this whole thing.
Oh, you're going to know how we feel about it. So you should definitely tune in.
So without further ado, this is Nini.
And this is Cece.
And we are the Pink Box. And now it's time for Pink Problems. Woo, 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 woo.
So, Cece, what is the pink problem this week?
So, we're in a condo building and we have that tri-sorter thing. And it really, really bugs me when people can't put their freaking garbage down the garbage chute. Like, they just leave it. In the room.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That drives me crazy. Like, how much simpler can it be for you to just push a button and you throw your garbage or your recycling down the chute? Like, you don't even have to leave the building. You can walk out and literally in your underwear and slippers and put it down the garbage chute, and people still can't do it.
Yeah, that bugs me too. When we used to live in the apartment, yeah, that's happened all the time.
Yeah. And it makes a mess. And then there's stuff dripping all over. And like, you know, we don't have any bugs or anything in our building, but like, I don't want them either.
Yeah. Like, that's how it starts.
Yeah, exactly. And then it clogs the chute. And then on a Sunday night, when I'm trying to throw out all my stuff from the weekend of cooking and getting stuff ready for the week, I go to the tri-sorter. Guess what? It's on maintenance. You know why? Because somebody jammed it with boxes or some didn't throw their garbage down and then it got jammed already. Yeah. Totally drives me crazy.
Or what about, has anybody like smoked inside your little garbage area?
No, did that happen with yours?
Oh, yeah. It's like, how lazy are you? How lazy are you to go out and just, you know, smoke outside or go on your balcony? Why do you have to hide in there?
Honestly. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. And then probably what they do is throw the lit cigarette down the chute.
Oh, God.
And the garbage catches on fire. That would not surprise me in the least. And I'm sure it's probably happened. I just didn't realize it.
Bunch of idiots, honestly.
Yeah, I know. The smoking thing was a problem here too. But because I'm in a condo, they're more strict with that. So that's the nice part about it. But yeah, people, you know what? Put your garbage down the chute.
Like, how hard is it to do, to be honest?
Right. We're all trying to live together in one building. Nobody wants to really live in the condo, but we all are doing it for whatever reason, right? You know, like, let's all get along. Let's put our garbage down the chute.
Like, be responsible.
Be a good neighbor. How about just being a good neighbor? God, I know. All right. So, Nini, what is yours?
Mine is, I live in a house now. So, in the apartment, it's like, unlimited water, unlimited hot water, whatever. But now, if I'm the last one to shower after two or three people, there's no more hot water. I have to wait for a while to get hot water.
That's
kind of a problem because then I have to wait, which sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. That is a big one. I agree with you there. That's a big one with no hot water. I don't miss those days of no hot water. Actually, I didn't really have that because we ended up buying a bigger water tank. Why don't you do that? What about getting a bigger water tank?
I never really thought about that. That's the thing, is like, you know, when you're owning your first home, it's like you learn all these things, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's right. It is your first home. So you wouldn't really know that until you got in there. Plus, you guys are a big family. So you would notice the water gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And it's not free water anymore. You have to pay for
it. I know.
That's the other thing, right? That's another pink problem, the water bill. And the extra bills that come in for, like, well, I don't know. I used to remember some strange bill. I thought taxes paid for everything. And then you'd get a garbage bill.
Oh, well, it's included, I think.
No, it wasn't in Toronto. I got another bill for, like, garbage or some stuff. It was weird. I'm like, what is this?
Oh, yeah. Ours is included in the water and waste management, I think. That's what they
call it. Oh, but that's what it is, though. It's a waste management. Oh, Bill, with the water. And oh, maybe it was. Maybe the water was on that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a possibility. Yeah. I don't even remember. It's been a few years. But yeah, that would be a big one. So pink problem, no water. Or when you're in there and you got the soap in and then it runs out.
Oh, yeah. And you're halfway. It's
like, yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah, that's the worst. Especially like in the winters right here. I can't do the cold shower thing. I can't. I've had my fair share of Nicaraguan showers over the years and I can't do anymore. Yeah. Like where you're like literally just scooping the water onto you because it's freezing cold. Yeah.
If I don't have a choice,
yeah,
then I'll do it. Yeah. I remember going back to the Philippines quite a while back. They don't have hot water.
Yeah. They don't
shower
have
either.
Yeah.
So you just gotta like suck it in, suck it up.
Yeah, and you literally just splash yourself a little bits of water, right? When I went to Colombia, same thing. They didn't use a hot water tank. So you have to just kind of splash. Oh, now, mind you, it's pretty hot. So it kind of feels good-ish until you actually have to really get in there and wash your hair and stuff. Yeah.
So yeah. I kind of just like stop breathing for a little bit. Just, okay, I'm showering.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. All right. So what about the general public? Do they have any DMs this week or what?
Yes, we do. So we have a DM from Larry. He says, I love that streaming services such as Netflix, among others, have no commercials. But what annoys me the most now is YouTube commercials. It's nonstop to the point of becoming a nuisance. You cannot watch or listen to anything on YouTube without commercials anymore.
Hmm. I don't know if I've ever seen a YouTube commercial or like on the Vivo kind of thing when you're watching that.
Like if you just click on like anything, if you click on music playlist or if you click on any videos on YouTube, like even makeup tutorials.
Yeah. Okay. I get you now. Okay. Like, yeah. That is annoying.
3 minutes later, there'll be a pop-up. Oh, skip the dishes. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
And then it'll go back on. And then there's another commercial. I don't know, a car commercial. It's like the new television, you know?
Yeah, because marketing people are smart, right? They know that, okay, but like, fine. You don't want to watch TV and watch commercials? I'll get you somewhere else.
Yeah, and that's where everybody is now, YouTube.
Right, YouTube, Instagram, like all those. Like they're full of ads. It's ad after ad after. Like I might be like, oh, there's Nini. And then like five ads later, there's like, you know, somebody else I know, right? But that's pretty much what it is. And they're smart. They're super smart. And they make you buy things.
That's what it is. It is annoying. It gets annoying because, you know, if you've gotten past the stage of like, oh, I don't have to watch commercials on TV anymore because I can just watch Netflix or whatever, Crave and stuff like that. But then now you're stuck watching YouTube with nonstop commercials.
But now don't they make you buy a premium package or does YouTube always have commercials? If you buy a YouTube, like if you subscribe or something.
I've never actually subscribed, but maybe that's different.
Yeah. Maybe, but that's again how they get you. They'd be like, fine, you're not going to buy our stuff, then we're going to make you pay for it another way.
Yeah, forget about it.
Yeah, we're with you, Larry. Get rid of commercials. We don't even have them on the pink box because we don't have advertisers. So, okay. what? Yeah.
Pinksters, you know what we're talking about. If you have any pink problems, make sure that you DM us at thepinkboxpodcast@gmail.com or Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at the Pink Box Podcast.
All right, Pinksters, so welcome to episode 17 of the Pink Box Podcast,
where anything goes.
So here we are, episode 17. We talked about a few things, like what are we going to talk about? You know, some of them tanked, some of them didn't. So we thought, why don't we talk about how has COVID changed our lives and where do we see ourselves going when COVID goes back to normal? COVID back to normal. That's stupid. So when COVID is over and we go back to normal. Yeah.
And lockdown is finally over.
Finally. I know. Doug Ford, if you're listening, but Jesus, we need our lives back. Come on. So, okay. What's your predictions for this? Like I'm saying, so in Canada right now, we're locked down on emergency orders. Well, in Ontario, so I shouldn't say Canada, but Ontario is. and Ontario, I'm saying April before I think that we actually, and I don't even think, I think we're just going to go to red zone, which means there's still limitations.
Yeah. So when it started in December for, for Toronto, you guys, it started in, was it October or November?
We were in like red zone. Yeah. So red zone here is like, what? No, like indoor dining's limited. Like stuff is just very, very limited, but you could still go to small businesses and things like that.
Yeah. And then it became all over Ontario in December. And it's now end of almost end of January. So it's been what? Almost over a month.
Yeah. And you want to know my beef with that is that, okay. So before December, because, okay, so he knows that there's big things coming in December, Christmas, New Year's, people are going to be out. So before that, they were doing roughly, let's say, I'm going to be generous here and say 40,000 tests a day. Then all of a sudden, before, after Christmas and during that time period, all of a sudden, I should say, and the numbers were about, what were they? They were like, I don't know, let's say 1,700-1,800 a day for all of Ontario. Then they jumped the numbers to 70,000 tests a day. So we're talking double the numbers. And I was generous on the 40,000 because that wasn't it. I just, if I pull up the stats, I could tell you exactly, but that wasn't it. So they jumped the numbers to 70,000, double the amount of numbers. So what do you get with double the numbers? You get double the cases.
Exactly.
Right. But is that really more cases? You're doing double the amount of things. If I went fishing in a big pond of 100 fish, and then I went to the other pond of 3 fish, aren't I only going to get less in the pond of 3 fish because there's less fish? Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah. And also, if you look at third world countries, there are some countries where there's less cases because they don't have the capacity for tests, right? They don't have the technology or the resources to do that. But there could be a lot of cases there. They just don't know about it. Of course, they're going to make a big deal out of it here because they're doing so many testings. Yeah. So, I don't know. It doesn't really...
Like, what do you think about it? Because I feel like that they ramped up the testing because now they're back down. Like, they're doing 30, 40,000 tests a day and the numbers are going down, right? Well, they appear to be going down, but did they ever really go up in the first place based on the fact that you're doubling the numbers? Well, of course your numbers are going to be higher. But I think they had to do that to lock it down further, to give explanation as to why we're going into the emergency order lockdown.
Yeah, because they have to make sense of it.
Right, because if it doesn't make sense and you rescind on that, now that they've decided, oh, this is what we need to do. But then when they look at it, they're like, oh, well, I shouldn't have made that decision, right? But then after they look at it and they say that, well, you can't go out to the public and be like, yeah, by the way, guys, sorry, I know 10 of you lost your business. Oh, you lost your house? Sorry about that. I made a mistake. So yeah. We just have to keep going forward. And this is where we are. What?
And this is what bothers me the most. Okay. So it's okay. It's okay for them to lock down businesses. And these people are losing their job, their income.
Yeah.
And all these freaking government officials are, it's okay to travel. It doesn't make sense to me because you're bringing all this stuff inside the country. Yeah. Yet people can't open their business.
Yeah.
And they're here. They're not traveling outside. That doesn't make sense to me.
There's so many things. And even the things in Toronto and whatever and other cities, let's say, that I go to, you know, there's no limits of people in certain places, like on transit and stuff. Like the subway in Toronto is packed. It's packed full of people. And now we're in emergency order, even more people are out because they got nothing to do. So they figure it's a nice day. Everybody jump on the subway. Let's go downtown Toronto and hang out at the waterfront. I'm not even joking about this. This is a true reality of what's going on. And, you know, I don't know how long we're going to be, but these were kind of the things. This is why I feel like sometimes they do these things because they have no choice at this point.
Yeah, but these things they implement, if they're going to implement it, they better do it right. Because if it doesn't make sense, why even bother doing it? Like, for example, skating rinks outdoors are open, right?
Right.
There's 25 people allowed per 45 minutes. Yet you can't open small businesses?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
So there's a place I drive by every night when I'm coming home, basically, when I'm done work, whatever. And it's like a fast food place, whatever. But literally people inside, there must be 20 people standing inside waiting for their food. 20. Every night, because it's a busy time of the night. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so this is okay. But one person running in quickly to a store to buy in their small business this item or whatever, and that's not allowed.
Right.
Right. So these are just some of the things that have been bothering me about this whole thing. And I don't want to take anything away from the healthcare workers, because, you know, they do an amazing job, and, you know, you're there and you have your purpose for what you're doing. But it's the things that the governments and things that are doing behind the scenes that could make your job so much better. But it's like, but nobody wants to take that step, because every death that happens, the government is responsible for. And if they go, oh, by the way, we made a mistake. Well, guess what? Those 10 or those 50 people that just died fall on that government's lap. And nobody wants to take the blame for that.
Mm-hmm. There was actually an article that Stephen was reading. There's a government official who quit, right? And he actually wrote that all these things are unnecessary and stuff like that, that they shouldn't really implement all these things. You know, he's just telling it as it is. And, well, no wonder he left, I guess, because they didn't want him to speak up about it, but he did anyway.
And there's probably a whole bunch of them that want to speak up about it and were like, yeah, they could have done it this way. But nobody wants to lose their job, especially during a pandemic. So they have to kind of just sit there and take it, so to speak. But this guy decided, he was a part of the, was it the Quebec? He was in the Quebec route, wasn't he?
Yeah. Did you read the article?
I did.
Or what he wrote? Yeah.
Yeah. I read what he wrote. Yeah. And, I'm essential service. I've been working through the whole thing, and there's things that I agree with, because I just see it from my perspective too. And I'm sure if you talk to some of the doctors and nurses, and I have coworkers that have family members that are working in the hospitals, and their portions of the hospitals are completely empty. Empty.
That's so true. That is true.
Yeah. And they're empty because of people are so scared to go to the hospital that now the other places in the hospital are empty. She said that her sister specifically says she just stands around and does nothing all night because there's nothing to do. And some hospitals are laying off because they can't fill the work for the people. Do you understand that too?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of things that are questionable, obviously. Yeah.
This is my biggest thing. And I talk to everybody about the same thing. And I pretty much say the same thing all the time. I'm okay with, you want to lock us down, you want to do whatever, but you need to be consistent. It has to be a consistent for every single person, every single business, every single everything. And then I think people would have no problem complying. But when you can poke so many holes in all the decisions and all the things that everybody's done to bring us to the point right now, that's where people have a problem with it. And that's why you run into anti-mask rallies and all these things, these crazy things that are going on. Because they probably sat there and start to be like, is anybody else seeing this too? Or like, what's the deal?
Right. There's so many, you're right. There's so many loopholes. There's just some things that don't make sense at all. Like, you know, oh, it's okay, we're going to be in lockdown, but it's okay for you to walk and exercise or go to the gym. Like,
that itself is the most confusing thing. It's like emergency stay-at-home order. Okay. So you're not supposed to go anywhere, but you can skate, walk your dog, go out, exercise, be in no more of a group of five outside, but you have to stay home.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what? Like, no wonder people are going insane with all this right now. And I think right now they're starting, people are, it's not even, what do they call it? Pandemic fatigue anymore. It's like pandemic realism. Like, let's get real of what's going on. You know, the most of the people that are contracting it are surviving. And the people that are really getting sick are our long-term healthcare and all that. And don't you feel that if the government had made all those cuts a few years back to all the nursing staff, all the long-term care people and everything, and privatized everything, would we even be in this position right now?
Well, that's the thing, right? Because even when they tally the deaths, some of these people didn't die exactly of COVID-related, you know,
cases. This is true. This is true. And I actually have an actual story about that. So it was from Quebec, a very, very good friend of mine. Her dad passed away. And on the death certificate, they wrote COVID death. But he didn't even have COVID at all. He actually died from heart complications, not related to COVID. Mm-hmm. But because the hospitals get funding based on what, how many yeah. COVIDs and things that they have, they wrote he was a COVID death, and she made them change the birth or the death.
Did they change it?
As far as I know, they did. She said she asked them to change it. So,
okay. So what about all these, I don't know, hundreds and thousands of people they're counting, and yeah. they're making it such a big deal, but not to take away from the families and
people. No, and that's not our point. It's just to make a point.
Yeah, that they're making a big deal out of it in numbers, but it's not really COVID related some of the time, right?
Yeah. Again, it's inflated numbers, which brings me back to what I was making my point of in the beginning, which brought us to this emergency lockdown thing that we're in right now. Inflating the numbers, because the general public just goes, oh my gosh, there's 3,593 cases today. Oh my gosh, that's so bad. But they don't look at how many tests did you do? Did you do 30,000 tests and got 3,500 positivities? Because that is a very big increase. Mm-hmm. Did you do 70,000 tests and your increase is that, as opposed to 1,500 or 1,700 or 1,900, whatever the case daily cases were before that? That's where I have a problem with it, because it's like, I would like somebody to actually crunch the numbers for that. Like, I just haven't had time to do it, but there's got to be a very, very, very small increase if you take it in that perspective. I guarantee you there is. There has to be, because the numbers show it kind of just at face value.
Yeah. And like I said, there are other countries surviving. I don't think they're even like using masks in other countries, to be honest.
They have millions of cases. Like, and we're not talking about the U.S. The U.S. is on their own playing field when it comes to this, but there's parts of the U.S. that, you know, you can still, they have a ton of cases, but you still go out, you go and eat out at restaurants and things like that. It's just, and my big thing here too so far with all this is that, okay, I'm okay with a lockdown. Sure, lock us down. I probably still have to go to work. I don't get to stay home, but anyways, lock us down, lock everything down for 4 weeks and get it over with.
Yeah, just get it over with.
I don't think anybody would have, if they were like, okay, I'm going to lose 4 weeks of my business, I can do that. Because probably a lot of businesses could manage getting a supplement or whatever, or however they could do it.
But you're somewhere. Right. Make it for everyone. Like, you know, don't make it unfair for other people. Like, you know, yeah. Be fair. Do it to everyone.
Four weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Everybody stays home. Everybody. And lock it down, secure, lock it, lock it, lock it. And then the way Ontario is doing it is like, oh, okay, we're going to cruise on by these 4 weeks. Oh yeah. We haven't got the numbers low enough. So we're going to need another 4 weeks. Oh, what? We're in June now. Yeah, guys. Okay. Maybe now you can start to.
Yeah. Because the way they're doing it is like, people are going to see it as like, well, it's not really a big deal if they're letting other people do this and do that. You know what I mean? So they're exactly. Obviously like us, or is that like I'm starting to feel like this isn't really, it's all bullshit now, because I mean, you're only doing it to some people and not to everybody. So who cares?
Yeah. But, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. And that's where I'm talking about. There's no consistency throughout. If you want to apply a law or anything, doesn't it apply to everybody?
Right.
You know? why is it there's like, oh, but this group can do this and this group can do this. And that's where people like you're on mat leave, for God's sakes. And even you are getting like, what's going on here? Like, that's got to tell you something. Something's not right with all of it. And again,
you know what? Because I don't want my kids home anymore. I feel like they're
you and all the other parents out there right now. Actually, my sister-in-law was saying the same thing. Like, oh my God, when are these?
Not kids? That I don't like being around them.
But they need to be in school. This homeschooling thing isn't working for them
yet. Yeah, but I feel like, you know, they need some sun. They need to be able to play and socialize. And I feel like it's starting to stress them out, you know? So it's not really good for them.
I don't think it's good for them either, to tell you the truth. And then, but this brings me to another point. To have one of the parliament members sit there and then tell us that the schools are safe. And then that's where there was 400 cases in the schools. But they're like, it's not from spread in the schools. It's from community spread coming back to the schools.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny.
I'm like, do you guys listen to yourselves talk? Like, who are your PR people? Seriously.
That's
like,
the funniest thing
I feel
ever.
Like you and I could be their PR people and be like, listen, you can't say this because there's somebody sitting there that just lost their job, is sitting there for 8 hours watching the local news channel, poking holes in everything you said. It's just, called it Fordism. Did you see the thing on Instagram the other day? It's called Fordism. When he's telling you to stay home, it's an emergency order, but you can go out and do this and no more than five people. Oh, so trying God. To understand what he's actually saying.
So. You know what? I laugh at that about the kids. Oh, the kids don't really spread it. That's all bullshit to me. We were watching this episode of Bernie Mac show and he got sick. And then it was like a trail. Like, there was a birthday party and one kid sneezed and it passed on to another kid. Another kid passed on to him. Obviously, you can contact it from kids.
And kids are the worst. They almost kill my nieces and nephew almost kill my mom every time she goes to visit them. They have like super bugs because their immune systems are so good when they're kids, right? Like they're out, they're touching everything. So they're getting dirty, right? Like all these sanitizers and things, there's going to be backlash from all this that we're doing to ourselves and the masking and everything. I think that, you know, if it continues for any longer of a period of time, that there's going to be definitely health issues with a lot of people. I mean, sanitizer alone, you need bacteria on your hands. Like, I don't even use a sanitizer on my hands. If I don't have to, I usually just wear gloves. Yeah. I sanitize the gloves and do whatever I have to do because I am an essential worker. So I have to touch a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So I do it that way, as opposed to actually just sanitizing. I just go in the washroom, wash my hands, put my gloves on, sanitize the gloves. Because I just feel like the sanitizer, like, sure, COVID's not going to kill me, but I bet you gooping up with sanitizer every day.
Oh my God.
I'm going to die. The chemicals, right? And you know, I have chemical sensitivity. So someone like me, like, this is like really bad to have to like.
But overall, I think the stress level that this is causing is a lot worse than, you know, what they're doing, stopping people from socializing, you know, getting the exercise, the outdoors, being to be able to be around their family. I think that's a lot worse. Because, you know, I truly believe that when you get older, when you stop moving, then that's when you freaking die. You know,
there actually is a lot of facts that actually in my profession, a lot of the guys that stay too long, they'll stay like 40, 45 years on the job. God knows why you would want to do that. And no sooner do they quit, and 6 months later, they're dead.
Right.
So you spent your whole life working like a dog. And then you finally get to that sweet spot in your life where you can enjoy and go to the beach and travel, and you last 6 months. Right. It's sad. And I've seen it more than one time.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I mean, what if they actually do more research on this? What if they let seniors, you know, exercise and like be able to move around instead of keeping them in the senior homes the way they are? I'm sure they're only allowed to be in their own room, not being able to like see their family. And that's probably worse. And that's probably killing them more than anything.
For sure it's worse. I mean, think about it. You're just sitting there and you're just depressed all day and you can't see your family. And, you know, really, that's probably one of the biggest things when you get to that age. Like, we're talking like people that are over 80 years old and stuff that are in these places, right? And why not just segregate them off? You could, with all the money you're spending on all these handouts, here's your SERP check, here's your whatever, here's your business, blah, blah, blah. You could isolate every long-term healthcare residence in Ontario. Isolate them. You could put a big plexiglass all around there and it probably would still cost you less. Mm-hmm. Everybody is screened and tested. Even if it makes them wait an hour to get into work, well, guess what? That's what you have to do. You screen them and test them. You send them in. They're clean. They go in. They like the amount of money they could have saved by just taking these people or building where they've built COVID hospitals. If there's people that can't get away from their family members or whatever, why not take those people, your high risk people, and put them in those centers as opposed to all your sick people? Wouldn't that have been a better way of managing it? Don't you think?
Yeah, but isn't that, that's the thing. When this started in China, they had all these people in this hospital. Well, imagine the distance between people. Obviously, it's going to spread, right? Yeah. So you're asking people to get tested and everyone's going to these centers. You're going to spread the germs to the other people lined up like next to you getting tested.
And I just saw in the news the other day, guess who doesn't have any COVID right now or very little of it? Wuhan. They're all back to normal. It was on the news like 2 days ago. They're like, oh, can you imagine 1 year ago, everybody was locked down and the barricades that they couldn't move from town to town, they're all gone now. There was people outside without masks on. They were going shopping. And I'm like, yeah, must be nice.
Well, I don't believe the news anymore anyway. Yeah, I've stopped watching the news. Like, really? I hate, like, sometimes I just go there to see, like, oh, what's going on? Okay. A week later, and then I'll go back and check. Yeah. But I really don't, like, every day it's like, it makes me sick.
It does because it's all very, and the term I guess they use now is clickbaity, right? Because it's all about the ratings and that, what have I got you to click on your phone, and the algorithms and all that. Because there's that that documentary, what is it? The Social Dilemma? Social Dilemma? Where they talk about all the algorithms and how they get you to, you know, they'll put up things that actually piss you off. They're not going to put up the things you like. To get you to engage more on your phone, you're going to put up the things that piss you off because it's going to make you engage more. Right. And you're going to be on there, and that gets them the click ratings, the whatever you call it, clickbait, whatever. So they only give you the half of the story that they know that's going to piss you off.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then you're going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah. Like diapers went up to $40 a bag. That's you'd be like, what? Those are the ones I use. What? And you're going to click on it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you're like, oh, but. It would be, the story was, they're going up to $40 in a bag if this was to happen in 50 years. Like, that's the rest of the story. And you're like, oh, okay. You know, but it's just, that's how they get you. And I agree with you. I don't think the news and the media are 100% truthful. They do have those little things, you know, in their ear, you know, when they're doing their things to tell them, be like, okay, ask them this question.
Yeah. So everything is all.
You have a producer saying, ask this question.
Yeah. They distort everything.
Like, they do.
They make you feel, right, aggravated and angry. And that's what you're going to click on. And when you see this numbers climb, COVID cases climb, you're going to be like, what? What the hell happened? Yeah. I want to know more.
I know. There's just so much stuff with all this. And, you know, even for us, I mean, we haven't even been able to, like, really get together to do the podcast. We've had to do it from separate places, and you know, I mean, we've adapted like everybody else has, but you know, it was a learning curve and stuff. And you know, I guess the point of two was, when we started this episode, was we got a little tangent there, but that's okay, it's venting, we're allowed to, it's our podcast, we can do what we want. Did anything change for you with all, okay, so everything we went over, all the things that are going on in your mind, and obviously it's wearing on everybody's mental health. I don't care how strong you are, there's a breaking point for everybody. And I think it's starting to wear on people, because it's definitely starting to wear on me. There's a lot of days I come home and I'm just like, I don't even want to go outside, because if I don't go outside, I don't know COVID, because I don't have to wear a mask. I don't have to have the news on. It's like it doesn't exist.
Yeah. It's probably the worst thing is going to, I used to like going grocery shopping. Now I don't really like it because I have to put the freaking mask on and I can't breathe. Like, it almost makes me like, one time, the last time we ever went to the mall when the mall was still open, when it was red zone.
Yeah.
I started to kind of hyperventilate a little, because I'm like, oh my God, there's so many people here. I can't. And you have to wait in line to get into a store. And I'm like, oh God, I can't breathe. I just wanted to get it over with.
Yeah.
And now, you know, when I go to the grocery stores, I just want to go in and out, you know? It's almost like I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I know. I don't like wearing the mask. Honestly, I have the thinnest mask you can find, because I need to be able to breathe. I'm one of those people. I need the cool air coming in, because that's what relaxes me throughout the day and stuff. So I don't wear a thick mask. I have them, but I tried it. I can't do it. I'm like you. I start to, it gets too hot. It's too sticky in there. And then it starts to bug me. And I'm sorry, but your mouth is dirty. Like, my mouth is dirty for like a whole bunch of reasons, because my mouth, you know, and the things I say, but it's actually dirty inside your mouth. So when you're breathing into a mask,
you're recycling
your own filth. Like, it's disgusting. It grosses me out. I don't understand why this would be okay.
Yeah.
Like, you'd think that, and if you're someone like me, I have to wear a mask I wear it because of my job for 8 hours straight. Like, I don't really have it off that much. So if I don't change my mask, how much gunk do you think is breathed into that?
It's gross.
All day long. Yeah, it's totally gross. Yeah. So, like, not just that, that'll be something I'm looking forward to. No masking anymore. Or at least, like, you only have to mask. I don't even know what would be a good example of it. You know, you don't have to do it in a restaurant, but maybe if you have to go into a certain, maybe if you went for physiotherapy where someone's really close contact or something like that. Like, so that would be one of the things I'm looking forward to when we start to climb out of this, which is hopefully not April, but that, again, that's my prediction for all this.
Oh my gosh, I can't. Yeah, it's, you know, anyway, let's change the subject. if this whole thing was over, what would you be doing? Like, you know, when all this disappears, what would you be doing? Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, what would I actually be doing, or what do I want to do?
What do you want to do?
Well, you know, I have lots of plans.
Would you travel right away or no?
No, because I don't want to get the vaccination.
Yeah, me too. I don't want to.
I feel like when all the rest of y'all are zombies walking around, like, that's, what is that? I Am Legend. This is how it all starts.
Yeah, folks. Exactly.
This is exactly like Will Smith was ahead of his time. And that zombie that's he breaks into the thing, and the zombie's like, like that into the, I get nightmares from that zombie.
Do you the flu shot or no?
I believe I'm a somewhat healthy person. Besides having chronic fatigue, like, the rest of me seems to work okay.
Yeah.
And so I believe in letting my body do its own antibody building on its own. I don't get the flu shot because I don't feel like it's necessary. I'm not going to die, most likely, if I get the flu. So I'm okay with it. I mean, so if you go back to 1918, this is when the influenza started. Mm-hmm. So influenza came out in 1918, and everybody back then had to wear masks because influenza wiped out like millions of people, right? Mm-hmm. This was one of the biggest pandemics we've ever had, was in 1918. And all I have to say to that is that, do we still have influenza today?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Influenza is your flu shot. It's what it is. It's influenza. It's the same freaking thing. It's just probably it's a variant strain. It's going to be the same with this. They're never going to get rid of coronavirus. It's just
exactly.
It's going to end up being one of those things that we just assimilate with our daily lives. And this is how we move on.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Stephen has been telling me. He's like, this is just another flu. This is just another flu.
Yes.
You know, that you move on with your daily lives and right. you just have to cope with it. That's so it.
Another way you could handle this is you make 2 million N95 masks, whatever you need to make. You give them free to all the people that would need, that have immune compromised or they are a long-term care, and they all wear the masks and the rest of the people go around with their daily lives.
Exactly.
And let them either just get sick and after that they move on and go on with their thing. And then eventually, yeah. you know, a lot of people have it and it just becomes a common cold.
I think that when they force it on you and they advertise that, oh, you must get the flu shot all the time, you see it. Oh, you must get the posters at like Shoppers Drug Mart. Oh, you can get the flu shot here at the pharmacy. I went to the doctor's the other day to take my son for his shot for his 6 months. That's mandatory anyway. So, okay, I'm okay.
Well, you have to, or else they can't go to school. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So like that, you don't have any choice, really.
So then they're like, oh, are you going to take the flu shot? I'm like, no. It's like, oh, we recommend that you do. I'm like, no, thank you. But yeah. like, I seriously believe, like, you know, there's an episode of X-Files where they, you know, they tell
like,
you,
the
like,
shows were so. They were giving us the future. I'm sure these directors were like, it came to me in a dream, you know, 2020, 2021. Exactly.
Yeah, where they're like, oh, well, when they give you the shots, it's like they're tracking you. It's for the government to track you, right?
Listen, guys, you've been tracked this whole time. So people are like, I don't want to download the COVID app because the government's going to track me. Well, guess what? It's called geotagging. It's been around for years, motherfucker. When you drive by a McDonald's and the ad for McDonald's comes up on your phone, guess what?
Geotagging. It's already there.
It's already there. So what are you worried about? You know what I mean? Like when they tell you we're monitoring cell phone data and too many people are zone hopping. Hello?
Yeah.
They're tracking you. Did you download the COVID app? No. Guess what? They're tracking you anyways. Like, what yeah. the hell? I don't know.
I don't know how many times we've talked about something with anyone. I didn't even honestly type anything on my phone and it just popped up.
Yeah. Like when D wanted the PlayStation 5, he literally walked around my phone and went PlayStation 5, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 5. And there was ads for PlayStation 5 on my phone.
And he didn't click on Siri, right?
He didn't click on Siri.
There you go. We're all being tracked, people.
We're all being tracked, people. So whether you get your flu shot or not, you're still being tracked. But yes, I know what episode of the X-Files you're talking about. But like, I get it. But like, the tracking part's already there.
Yeah.
The government already does that.
But I just don't need anything, like any other vaccine to make me feel better or so that I don't contract the flu. Like, I feel like my immune system is just fine. If I eat well, if I exercise, you know, I'll be okay. I don't need any of that shit inside my body.
Yeah, exactly. So all of those things are going to contribute to you, especially if you did get COVID. Are you healthy? Do you eat McDonald's every? I don't want to keep ragging on McDonald's. You guys have good french fries, but you know what? You know, when you start to go out and you're eating fast food and you don't get good sleep, you smoke, you drink, you do all these things. Well, yeah, if you get sick, probably if you just got the flu, you're probably going to be really sick.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I don't know. I feel like this is just like, it's like, it's just gone way off.
Yeah. It's just another trend, you know, like it's going to happen. It's like you know, what they say, a reset, like, you know, something like this has to happen. They've already planned this out. You know, it was meant to happen because they need to get rid of this certain amount of population. And then, you know, start over.
Yeah. The next time somebody sends me one of those reset things, I'm defriending you, by the way. Do not send me a reset because I think that's bullshit. If you're believing in that, then you are one of these people that are letting the government do exactly what they're doing right now to you and your family and your business. Get real, people. That doesn't exist.
You don't think it exists?
The reset?
Yeah.
All right. Do I have to defriend you already? What the hell? No, I don't.
You don't think it happens every once in a while? You know,
yeah, it's called fucking Mother Nature, and she takes care of it.
Oh yeah. So that the 9/11, that was not Mother Nature.
Yeah, but that wasn't a reset.
Well, how many people died there?
Yeah,
but that's a whole freaking building.
Yeah, a building, but you're talking like maybe what it was a few thousand people. Like that doesn't even make a dent on the amount of people that are on this earth. Like that's like nothing. We're talking you need a complete wipeout. You need like half the population gone to make a difference. That's a lot.
I want them to do a tally of like how many people died this year of just the flu.
Yeah.
Just the flu. And how many people died this year of COVID? And how many people died this year of world hunger? We'll see what's most important there.
So to give you an idea, so there's 7.8 billion people in the world. If you took 3,000 people away, it's so small. Yeah, but you have to look at it on that scale. You would need at least 4 billion of these people to disappear or die for it to really be like, whoa. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just like thinking like that once in a while this happens. It's, you know.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying though. I agree with you. It happens, but it's a Mother Nature thing. Like we always have viruses killing people. Someone's going to do this. And I wish I had the time to do it. Someone's going to do it and really pick apart all. So, okay. Exactly what you said. These many people died of COVID in 2020. Mm-hmm. These many people died of not COVID. How many people died before in general of all those different things?
Yeah.
Like, I know COVID wasn't there, but how many people had heart attack? How many people died of lung disease? How many people died of whatever? And take those same numbers and compare them to 2020.
Natural causes. And like, I bet you there's more people that died of world hunger than COVID, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, but now they're saying, oh, supply chain contributed to their world hunger. So now it's COVID related.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Right. But that's what I'm saying. It's a way to inflate the numbers to make people, it's scare tactics. Tactics, I should say.
Anyway, going back to what we want to do.
Yeah. It's a sensitive topic. It is. And I'm sure some people will disagree with us, but that's okay. Guess what? Get your own podcast.
Yeah. So we don't like the flu. We're not going to take the vaccine, obviously. The
Pfizer, not right away. Whatever. I'm not. The only way I would take it would be if they say, okay, you can't travel. And it's not our country. Our country, Trudeau has already said you can travel within the country and not be vaccinated.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
But our country, you cross over to, I keep using Cuba because they're communists, right?
Yeah.
It's a different set of rules there. So whatever their government says, you have to do, or else you're denied entry into that country.
Yeah. So I'm not going to go to Cuba.
I love Cuba.
I know, but we'll probably wait two, three years to travel again.
I think we said the same thing too. We're probably going to wait 2 years at least before we travel. Yeah. But that would be one of the things I'd like to do. I still have, Egypt is still on my bucket list.
Ooh.
So fancy. I still want to go there. Yeah. I still want to go to Egypt.
Mine is Paris. We were supposed to go this year for our 20th. No.
Yeah. But by the way, we rescinded our babysitting deal because now you're plus one.
I don't want the diapers, eh? Diaper duties.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not doing your stinky bottom disease stuff at our house.
Oh yeah, SBD.
Yeah.
So what we were planning is to go East Coast, like drive East Coast with the kids, and we can even go camp, you know, and stuff like that for the summer if everything is okay.
Yeah, that'd be fun, I guess. Yeah, I think there'll be a lot more Canadian travel, like people that have always wanted to see Canada, because you don't have to be vaccinated. You probably will be able to travel provincially through all our provinces and not have a problem. So I think that's probably definitely on a definite travel plans for summer, fall-ish for us too, if we do go somewhere, as opposed to going away, which, you know, I feel bad for those other countries because places like Cuba depend a lot on, like, their main source of income is tourism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And I think a lot of people won't be traveling. They'll maybe take an extra year or something just to kind of figure it all out. I mean, you're going to get people that are the first thing that they're like, okay, you can travel. There's going to be people on those planes for sure. But myself and Dee, I think we decided we're going to wait a little bit.
Have they actually made it mandatory for you to get vaccines now if you travel or no?
You can get a vaccine if you want.
But they haven't made it mandatory though, right?
No, and you still have to, even if you're vaccinated, you still have to quarantine once you get here.
Bullshit.
Even if you were, exactly, right? Even if you were vaccinated. Meanwhile, you can come in from any country and bring it with you.
Yeah. Huh?
Because we didn't officially, all we did was close a land. When they say they closed the borders, they closed the land border. You can fly anywhere you want, obviously, when all our politicians are telling you not to go and they all go on Christmas vacations. To
obviously, they don't think it's that dangerous because they can travel.
Hey, it's so dangerous. The rest of the population shouldn't do it. But me and my wife went to, what was it, Saint-Martin or something like that? Yeah. So, okay, yeah. Buddy. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Yeah, like I said, very contradicting. If you want to keep it all straight, just make it consistent. I think people do well with consistency.
I think so. Yeah.
Right. I don't know. Okay. So what else? What else do you want to do?
I just want to put my kids back to doing activities. I feel like, you know, they're gaining a little bit of weight here and there. They're not exercising as much.
Yeah.
You know, and they're all on top of computer games. They're on the computer learning. I mean, that's not really healthy.
It's kind of like opening up doors that you might not be able to really get them out of, right? Be like, well, yeah. Why can't I just learn stuff online? I'm doing stuff online.
Isn't that what Ford wanted to begin with? Like he was trying to get people to do online learning before these things happened.
Yeah, and then there was a huge fight, a big push to put them back to school, and then they just ended up back on the online learning anyways. Yeah, I don't know.
I just can't wait to put them back to, like, you know, after school activities
You know what I do miss, because Dee and I are big, we like to go out for dinner a lot. So I do miss that. I do miss just going to like my favorite restaurant, or like we like to go on walks and then we just pick a restaurant. So I do miss that right now. So I'll be actually looking forward to kind of getting back to that a little bit, even just a drink on a patio or something. I kind of miss that too. Obviously that's more summer oriented because we are in Canada, but you know, still just being able to just have the option to go do it.
Yeah, and the thing with me and Steven, like we've never let our kids be like a factor of not going out. Like when they were younger, we never really stopped going out. We went out with them but now it's a little harder because, you know, if we drive by to our friend's house, we can't go in, and with a baby, can't just leave, you know, chill in the outside because it's cold, right? It's kind of difficult. But if this whole thing is over, we could just, you know, go anywhere with the baby.
A little bit of that social aspect back. I mean, we're social beings as humans. We like to talk to people. We like to interact with people. We like to share and have dinners with people. I mean, just that simple stuff. Like, how many times has Steve asked us to come? I mean, that's a little bit different.
He does that all the time too. Like, you guys want to come over?
Yeah.
And care about lockdown.
Yeah. We don't either, but we just, you know, right now it's like, what do you do? Do you take the risk of, you know, getting a fine or somebody complaining or, you know, that kind of thing. So until then, I guess we're doing the,
well, apparently it's against the law for them to go into your house anyway. For authorities to come, into your house.
Yeah.
So they're not supposed to do that.
There's a lot of things. I mean, if we thought about it, we could have done a podcast about that. What is the law exactly allowed to do during the lockdown? Which it's controversial, right? Yeah. What can your employer do? I mean, maybe this is another topic for another another
podcast. But there's a lot of things that they're not really allowed to do. And that's the thing, is they're implementing all these things that are really against your rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why you have so many people in uproar about things, right? So it's just, you know, that's the way they do it. And I mean, even where I work, like they took away all our rights too. So it's whatever the employer wants, you know? So that's basically where we're at, you know, anything can happen at this point.
Yeah.
So they put you kind of over a barrel. So they put you over a barrel, you know? So, and that's kind of where we're all sitting, hoping that this stuff ends soon.
So when they say it's a free country, it really isn't.
No, we're the communist country here. Right?
So nothing is free, people. You just think
they've made you believe it's free, but behind closed doors, they take away all your civil liberties of things.
Yep.
In a lawful, I wouldn't even know if you can call it lawful, in a government way. Right? But they just make you think that.
So yeah. There's a lot of things, questionable things. You got to think about it. People, don't believe everything you see or hear in the news.
That's right. That's right. Get your own brain and think about it yourself. And hopefully your hopes and dreams of a amazing 2021, you know, what has anything changed for you? Speaking of that, because of all this, like has your thought process changed or your view on the world and everything in general?
Yeah, I am a huge believer of like, if I can't see the facts, if you ask me if I believe in aliens, I'll believe it when I see it, you know. Yeah. If I believe in ghosts, I'll believe it when I see it. I haven't seen them, so no.
You feel that way about God? I'm going to throw that one in there.
That's a different topic, I think.
Okay, because I feel the same way.
I'm not a religious person at all.
Yeah, I'm not either, right? I'm like, you know, but I'm not either. But for aliens and things and, you know, I just, that's a whole nother topic for me. You know that? I feel like, you know, we could.
I believe in something, but not the God that everybody believes in.
Yeah, me too. Right? I don't think so either. Like, it's something, but just not what. And I believe that's kind of government-ish as well. to control you, right?
Yeah.
There's just so much scientific stuff now backing. That would be a whole nother episode, but there's just so much stuff now. So it's a, you know, brings me back to my like, get your own.
Yeah. So, to answer your question, I believe in facts. Like, if you can prove it, then sure.
Yeah.
If you can prove it to me, and I see the facts.
Yeah.
Then yeah, I'll believe that shit.
Yeah.
But if not, no, forget it.
Yeah, I'm kind of like the same thing. Like, yes, I realize people are dying and stuff and that right now. I get that. And I don't want to, again, take anything away from the healthcare workers. But you know what? People die in large numbers every single year from tobacco smoke, alcoholism, wife abuse.
Suicide.
Like, suicide. Think about that. Spousal abuse. But do we have protests for that? Right? No, the government says it's okay. LCBO is an essential service. So you know what? If you die of alcoholism.
Oh, and who owns LCBO? The government.
Right. Right. And that's why I'm saying, like, you know, I love when that group Anonymous always post stuff. Like they will post, you know, don't get distracted by the headlines. So you'll see a big headline that it was always Trump because it was Trump, Trump, Trump. It was always Trump. And then over in the small corner, the tiniest little thing, it'll say, oh, what we said was retracted, or this was actually not a true statement. But you'll never see it because all you looked at was this big picture over here.
Yeah.
And I love that because I love when people point out stuff, because that's kind of the stuff that I'm like, but what about, did nobody see this in the paper today?
Everything is false advertisement. Everything. Almost. From the food you eat, everything in the grocery stores, it's all like, you know, to trick you. Actually, we weren't supposed to talk about like debunking health stuff. Uh-huh. And I actually saw that when you see that zero calories on something, it's not actually true. That there's actually, because when it's under 5 calories, they put 0. Yeah. But if it's over 5, they have to put it. But if it's under 5, they're not going to put the calories. So if you drank something that's let's say three calories of, but it says 0 and you drank 3 of that, then you're actually 3, 6, 9, 12. You're actually drinking 12 calories in that, but they don't put it in because it's under 5. So it's all false advertisement.
It is false advertisement. And even so, the one lately that I question as well is the Burger King one. So it says, and I haven't looked into it, but it says, it's just the way that they word their ad. It says, we use grass-fed beef in all our burgers. That's their ad. But they don't say it's 100% grass-fed beef in their burgers. I can take a chunk of this. Like, it's like what size of a quarter I'm holding up for you right now. I can take a chunk this size and put it in a burger I just made from you. But I went to the low end grocery store and got the regular burger, put that quarter of grass-fed beef in. Guess what? There's grass-fed beef in all my burgers.
Yeah.
Right. It can be a very, very small trace, enough that the whatever they're governed by allows them to say there's grass-fed beef in their burgers. It could be very, very small. And that's where I have a problem with it, with the marketing. And that's why I said, you know, with the debunking and things like that, like there's so many of those out there where they're telling you one. Maybe one time we can try to get like a product where we look at the products. Maybe we'll find more kind of sketchy writings that they're just, it's marketing. It's not even what it says. That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I think the lesson in this is, you know, there's so many people who get caught up, and there's a lot more percentage of people who get caught up in the news and what's being fed to them. And there's only few who could actually see the truth, like the underlying truth. And unfortunately, there's only a few of us, and it's not really going to stand out from the crowd. Like, the media will always win because, you know, that's just how it is.
It is how it is, unfortunately.
Because that's what sells, right?
It is what sells, and they all make money, and they all have the hands in each other's pockets, right? You give me ratings because you put my conservative party or my liberal party or whatever party it is. I'm just using those as examples because that's what we have in Canada. NDP, whatever. And I have an election coming up, so I need the most attention on your news channel. You know, like, it's like when you see articles in the Toronto Sun and the Toronto Star, and one will say one thing and the other says the opposite because they have different readers, right? Different types of people pick up different types of papers.
Yeah.
So that's where they try to, you know, direct their audience's attention to get those readers for each paper. I don't even know if they sell those papers. I mean, I think it's all online now, but, you know, but that's kind of the whole thing. And that I don't know. That's how we kind of got on this little tangent today. it's like, I don't know, things that were bugging me, but also things that we as people need to actually start paying attention to and stop giving all our money away to these people for big profit and things and promises and things that they're saying they're doing for you and they're not doing anything for you.
No. Yeah. So, you know, I guess what we're trying to say is don't be so quick to believe everything that you see, but like learn it for yourself. Like, you know, find out if it's the truth. Don't be like, oh my God, I'm scared. I'm going to have COVID.
Yeah.
But really, like, do some research, you know. I mean, at the beginning, when I was still working before mat leave, I was so stressed out at work.
Yeah.
Not just because I was pregnant, but because that's all I freaking see all the time. And people talk about it. And, like, the stress is when people talk about it around you, it's too much. And then when I went on mat leave, forget the news. I didn't even... And I feel fine.
Well, how do you feel going back soon too? When do you go back?
March. So I have about a month or so.
And how do you feel being out of the COVID? Because I've had to go to work every day. So it definitely wears on me. Or go to COVID. Did I just say go to COVID?
Yeah.
That is how fucked up all this shit is. Like, literally, I'm dreaming about COVID now. So it's definitely playing on your mind. I've been going to work this whole time. So I have been dealing with COVID. So how are you feeling going back? No, I don't want to say you haven't been dealing with COVID, but you've been able to kind of remove yourself if you wanted to.
Yeah, well, I'm okay because I'm going to be working from home, so which is fine.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
But the thing is, I just want to be able to also go out and just bring everything back to normal, especially for the kids. That's all I really care about, because it's not good for them. No.
Yeah, and but not even people that live alone too. I like a big shout out to all my friends that listen to the podcast who are living alone. We also do this podcast for you guys, so you have something to listen to and you can kind of just feel like you're part of that group and, you know, be there every Monday. And, you know, we think about you. We do some topics that might interest you guys and get you guys going and want to be, you know, happy and know that there's people out there that think about you.
Yeah. And feel free to contact us if you have any suggestions or you want to a topic discussed. Make sure to DM us.
So yeah, so DM us anytime, folks, Pinksters, everybody. We hope that you liked our little rant. And if you have any comments on our rant, feel free to contact us on Instagram, at the Pink Box Podcast, on Facebook, Twitter, and at the Pink Box Podcast
at gmail.com.
gmail.com.
Until next time.
Until next time, folks. I'm Cece.
And I'm Nini.
And we are the Pink Box.